If someone says, I'm not going to do that, you might agree with the person. You say, am I? I'm not going to do that, and you'd say...
I wouldn't either.
Okay. And this is my what?
Forward.
All right. And this is my left, and this is my...
Right here.
And this, and if I let my whiskers grow, I might grow a...
Beard.
All right. And this is my...
Mouth.
And this is one...
Tooth.
And two...
Teeth.
And above the teeth are the...
Gum.
And this is the what of my hand?
Palm.
And I do this, and I make two...
Fists.
All right. And wrist, elbow, shoulder, those are all different... Get pains in the...
Pains in the elbow.
Yeah.
Pains in the...
You might... one word, though, for knee and ankle and all of these things that move are...
You mean... I don't get to...
Well, I mean, would you ever use an expression like joints?
My joints are aching.
Yeah, sure, that's it. And this is my what?
Breast.
Okay, and these are my...
Shoulders.
You get kicked here, you get kicked in the...
Shin.
And if a person sits down in this part of his leg, he's sitting on his...
Calves of his leg.
Yeah, you know, but would you ever use hunkers or honkers or...
No, I don't. We don't use that term, and not use it up here. I've heard it.
Okay. And if a person has been sick and is awfully pale and white, you might say they look pretty...
Peaked.
Okay. And if a person is able to... is quite powerful, you might say he's very...
Strong man.
Okay, would you ever use stout under that to mean that?
Mm-mm.
What does stout mean?
Well, that just means a big fella like I am.
Okay.
Neither is not strong at all.
Okay, it has nothing to do with that. How about a person is always in good spirits? You'd say he's a very...
Jolly fella.
Okay. How about the term common? You're talking about common people. What does that mean? What does common mean under those circumstances?
About people?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, it might have two meanings, but the meaning that I would give to it up here would be people that you wouldn't want to associate with.
Okay, okay, good. If someone's always stumbling over things, and you might say he's awfully...
Awkward.
Okay, and a person who never can do anything right, you might say that... Does seem to do everything wrong.
Yeah. Well, I just say you can't do anything right.
Okay.
About what I'd say.
Yeah. Would you ever use a term like an idiot or a dumbbell or a goof or a lummox or a leatherhead?
Well,
a fool or.
Well, I'd use fools.
Okay. Or an older person who gets around a lot, you'd say she's really quite
active.
Okay. And if something makes you, doesn't make you feel too good, you know, you say, I feel a little.
No, I know the word.
How about uneasy or uncomfortable?
That isn't the word, but I do.
Mm-hmm. Under what would you use uneasy for? Under what circumstances?
Let me see. I know I'd use it, but I have to see if I can get a sentence. I can't think of a sentence.
Okay. If someone has fear of something, he might say, I'm what?
Scared.
Okay. And say, she's of the dark. In the past, she what to be afraid of the dark? She isn't afraid now, but she...
She should be afraid of the dark.
In the past, she used...
I don't know.
How about used to be?
She used to be afraid of the dark.
And how would you put that in the negative? How would you disagree with that? Someone said she used to be afraid of the dark. You'd say, no,
she's not afraid of the dark.
She didn't. It used to be. You used to be afraid, and you say, no, she didn't.